ball on the floor. It will stay. Altoona basketball, but no shots.
.703 left to go in the first half. It's 26-22. Altoona leading Osceola. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well here tonight from Altoona High School. Altoona the basketball, but they turn it back over as a travel called on Altoona. And it's going to be Osceola basketball. So Osceola basketball down by four, under seven to go in the first half of this one. Osceola attacking the hoop down to our left. Left wing, here's a three by Gross. Off the rim, no. And jumping off the trampoline for the rebound is Camistral for Altoona. But Altoona's going to throw the ball away coming the other way. Outlet feed by Gunderson is deflected out of bounds, they say, into the Osceola bench, down into our right. So it'll stay Altoona basketball. So it remains Altoona basketball. Ball played into the right side for Camistral. Left-hand dribble, switching to the right. He'll try to maneuver his way through the lane. However, he got tied up, and they're going to call a hell ball situation. And on the alternating possession arrow, that ball is going to go back to Osceola. So Osceola, the basketball back. Osceola breaks the Altoona full-court press, slowing things down as he gets into the front court is Hall. Hall to Bradway in the lane. Wild shot off the window. Noah's it peppers off the rim, but the offensive putback by Caleb Earlbeck is true, and Osceola's pulled within two. Trying to answer back, Lemberg for Altoona. Noah with the three ball right side. Offensive rebound by Grayson Becker for Altoona. He's fouled on the floor, though, so Becker is fouled. That'll be the fifth foul on Osceola. Second personal on Ethan Hall. Both teams at five fouls. And remember, this year in high school basketball, once you get to the bonus, it's two free throws. There is no more one and one. Camistral to throw it in underneath the hoop. They attack down to a right for Altoona. Camistral throws it in, then gets it back. Right sideline, takes the three. Nope, as the magical basket elf provides no help. Rebound by Connor Brown for Osceola, and Osceola has a chance to tie or take their first lead of the game. Pass underneath, finding Bradway. He's a mouse caught in a sea of cats. Ball comes off his hands, goes back to midcourt, picked back up by Osceola. It's picked up by Bradway, in fact, but then as he picks it up, he slides his feet and double dribbles. So they call a double dribble on Hunter Bradway, and the ball back to Altoona, leading by two. Hunter Bradway, by the way, is the younger brother of last year's leading scorer for Osceola, Braden Bradway, who averaged more than 21 points a game. At midcourt, controlled by Altoona. Here's Becker, right wing. Fumbles the ball away, but he's able to pick it back up at midcourt. Right-hand dribble, switching to the left at the top of the key, then spits it over to Camistral, high out of the left. Whistle away from the ball, and an offensive foul on Altoona. They're going to call an offensive foul on A.J. Lemberg of Altoona. That's going to give the ball back to Osceola. 5:13 to play in the first half. 2-point lead for Altoona. Ball thrown into the backcourt, but the full court press by Altoona forcing the travel by Devin Nelson, the senior for Osceola. Nelson got the ball and immediately was like somebody that was going into a checkout line at a grocery store and realized he picked the wrong one. This one was too slow. Tried to back his way out and slid the feet. Now as Altoona throws the ball back in, a quick foul called on Osceola. That'll be the first on Hunter Bradway. That is Osceola's sixth. And now both teams at six fouls in this first half. We're shooting free throws the rest of the way after this. Lemberg at the free throw line for Altoona. Cannot penetrate through. Gunderson trying to slide his way through from up top. He got denied. Good defense by Gross, but now they call the foul. A foul on Ashton Gross of Osceola. That'll be his first, team seventh, and it's going to send to the line Owen Gunderson for Altoona. Well, while he goes to the line, folks, do you know a local student interested in exploring a career? By the way, they are. Well, I guess they are doing the one-and-one, even though we were told they're not. He missed the first free throw. And offensive rebound by Altoona, and they score. So much for reading the NFSH rule book and the WIEA exceptions and points of emphasis. All right. Hey, you learn something when you're not paying attention, I guess. So he missed the free throw, did Gunderson, but they offensive putback by Altoona. Now the other way for Osceola. Underneath, Vibrat got denied by the bottom of the rim. Rebound, the ball squirts back to midcourt, picked up by Altoona. Running the floor, but unable to finish with the right hand was Miles Sinnett. Then a hell ball situation on the ensuing rebound. And it'll be Altoona ball on the alternating possession arrow. 4:09 to play in the first half. Altoona leads Osceola by a score of 28-24. Ball thrown in from underneath the attacking hoop. Camistral had it, but he fell down to his keister. He's able to keep the ball alive. They roll it back outside, and Altoona has the ball and reloads the offense. Baseline drive by Lemberg. Puts it up with two hands and is able to lift the ball up and over the rim and in for two. A.J. Lemberg's got his first 2 points of the ball game. Builds the lead back up to six for Altoona. Now coming the other way, a foul on Altoona, and that's going to send Ashton Gross to the line to shoot, shooting a 1-1. Foul, by the way, on Miles Sinnett. That's his second. Seventh foul on Altoona, and a 1-1 here for Ashton Gross, who's got 4 points so far. First free throw is true. Hey, do you know a local student interested in exploring a career in broadcasting? We want to hear from them. Opportunities exist for local area students to be on these very broadcasts, including taking my job right here. Think of that. Parents and students themselves can reach out to me by heading to echometownradio.com for more details. Ball controlled by Altoona as they attack the hoop down to our right. Turnaround jump shot by Camistral from the right side of the lane. Nope, off the back rim as it leaks off the front, but he got fouled in the process. And Keaton Camistral to the line to shoot two. 3:35 to go until halftime. Coming up at halftime, we'll update you on the stats of this game. My son Derek feverishly writing away to my right. Various dots and slashes that only he can decipher. We'll also update you on what's going on around high school basketball in the entire area. First free throw by Camistral's off the mark. Foul, by the way, was on Vibrock. That's his second for Osceola. Second free throw is good, though, by Camistral. Lead is back up to 5 for Altoona. Once led by 13 in the early stages of this one, but things have settled down ever since. Well, coming up the floor is Ashton Gross. Right behind him was Caden Radcliffe, the senior. And as Gross began to slow down, Radcliffe was about to straddle him and ride him like he had a saddle on his back and was trying to bring him down the back stretch. So a foul there as Radcliffe ran into it up the back of Gross. Gross will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1 as that is the eighth foul on Altoona. Ashton Gross at 6 points so far in this game. Right-hand shooter, free throw is up, and that one will trickle on in. Much to the unimpressiveness, the unimpressed look, if I should say, of one of the students opposite of us who's wearing a Santa hat and has his arms folded. Second free throw good as well by Ashton Gross. The seniors got 8 points for Osceola. 31-28, Altoona leads by three. They've led ever since the opening tip. Camistral muscles his way underneath, lays up a shot with the right hand. The ball hangs on the rim, but ends up blowing off. Oh, the rim goblin gets him right there. Rebound, Osceola. They can tie with a three. They've not been, this game hasn't been tied since the opening tip, and it was 0-0. Vibrock, right side of the lane for Osceola. Spins at the block, goes up, no, off the bottom of the rim, but he drew contact. And Tegan Vibrock, who's been one of the big scorers so far this year for Osceola, will go to the line. He'll shoot two. Foul, by the way, on Camistral, and he's already got two now with 2:54 left until halftime. Vibrock will hit the first free throw. He's got 11 points in this game. Now we'll see what Paul Henrich elects to do with Keaton Camistral. Camistral does stay out there for Altoona with those two fouls as Vibrock buries both free throws. 2:54 left until halftime, and Altoona's lead has evaporated down to one little old point. Again, Osceola's won each of the last five meetings between these programs. Sprinting through the lane and scoring off the glass for Altoona is Owen Gunderson. Oh, boy, he just blistered his way right on through like Rudolph through a snowstorm. Gunderson giving Altoona the 33-30 lead. And we'll see if the defense can finish this little run off for Altoona. 2:20 to go until halftime. Driving through Stewie for Osceola. He got rejected, however, on a block by A.J. Lemberg. Altoona runs the other way and they'll score, and it's 35-30. 35-30, Altoona's built the lead back up to five with 2 minutes to go until halftime. Well, Lemberg's got a couple of blocks in this game. Lemberg at 6'3", one of the bigger players that Altoona has. Baseline jumper is true, though, for Osceola's Graydon Mork. And the lead for Altoona brought back down to three at 35-32. 90 seconds to play until halftime. A small but vocal group of Osceola students opposite of us, rhythmically clapping, looking for defense. But it won't stop Keaton Camistral from the right wing. Keaton Camistral bottoms a three-pointer, and Altoona's lead is up to six, as Camistral, playing with those two fouls, stays in the game and hits the three. And, oh, another turnover forced by Altoona. Ethan Hall standing in midcourt, had the ball finger-tipped off of him by Owen Gunderson. Then it went off of Hall into the backcourt and over and back called, and the ball turned back over to Altoona. We'll reach the final minute of the first half. 38-32 in favor of Altoona. Lemberg up top, right-hand dribble, leaving it for Owen Gunderson. Gunderson holds the ball, belly button high, feeds a bounce pass underneath for Radcliffe. Radcliffe back outside the Lemberg. 45 seconds to go until halftime. Remember, no shot clock. Pass back outside, cut off though, and picked off by Caden Stueve of Osceola, but then some confusion in the backcourt as he got bumped into. No foul. That forces him into a double dribble situation, and the ball turned back over to Altoona, and with 38 seconds to go until halftime, we'll see if Paul Henrich's team slows things down and looks for the last shot of the first half. They lead by six. Out in midcourt, Owen Gunderson, pressure being applied by Ashton Gross of Osceola. They'll get it to the right sideline for Gunderson. To Grayson Becker, right wing, drives to the free throw line. Jump shot, swish. Stops and pops and hits. And with 15 seconds to go until the half, Grayson Becker builds the lead back up to 8 for Altoona. Down to 7, down to 6. Osceola has it in midcourt. Gross, 3-2. Gross, right side of the lane. Drops it off in a desperation. 3 on the way is good from the right side by Ethan Hall. Gross got caught right side of the lane. He just underhanded a pass to the right sideline to Hall. And Hall buries a three-pointer at the buzzer to give Osceola a reason to skip into the halftime locker room. Still, the Altoona Railroaders looking for their first win against Osceola in a couple of years. Used a blistering start to this game. They led 14-4 before he had a chance to realize we were even playing basketball. They led by as many as 13 points in the first half. And while Osceola was able to get back into this ball game, Altoona will take a 40-35 lead into the halftime break. 40-35, Altoona on top of Osceola. We'll come back. We'll update you on what's going on around high school basketball in the Chippewa Valley and around the Middle Border Conference as well. This is Altoona Rails boys basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're your home for Eau Claire Area High School basketball this winter. Eau Claire Memorial and North Games, along with Altoona and Regis. This is Scott Montesano. Join us for our next game, Tuesday, December 12th, for Intra-City Clash in Girls Basketball, Memorial versus North. Coverage begins at 7 on 93.5 FM and the Civic Media app.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Altoona High School. Scott Montesano with you. Halftime as the Altoona Railroaders taking on Osceola tonight. Boys basketball action. We'll update you on first half stats and get you ready for the second half in just a moment. But an opportunity for us, now that we are a week or so into the season and a few days into December, to take an early look, an early sky look, if you will, on the Middle Border Conference as well as other high school activity around the Chippewa Valley. First in the Middle Border Conference in boys basketball, Baldwin, Woodville, and Prescott have both opened at 2-0 in conference play. Somerset's Kane Donnelly averaging more than 27 points per game over the first week of the season. Amory's Carter Wollen and Altoona's own Keaton Kammerstrahl, each at over 23 points per game. But of course, we're just a couple of games into the season. Wait until you get to that 5 and better yet 10 game mark to see where guys stand. Some numbers will come down, a lot of numbers will go up. On the girls' side, Baldwin, Woodville, Ellsworth, and Prescott all at 2-0. Altoona, which enters this season with a lot of high expectations, a lot of internal expectations, they are at 1-1. Ellsworth's Molly Janke leading the girls' side in scoring at 16 points per game. Elsewhere around the Chippewa Valley, Eau Claire Memorial is off to a very impressive 4-0 start that includes a 1-0 record in the Big Rivers Conference. Memorial got a win against Appleton West, a very rare win against Appleton West. Did that over Thanksgiving weekend, so a great start for Eau Claire Memorial. Cooper Jesperson has been amazing thus far. Eau Claire North looking for a bounce-back season. Right now they are at 3-3, but that does include a 1-0 record in the Big Rivers Conference. Meanwhile, Regis, Altoona's old basketball rival, Regis is at 1-1 overall, though they have yet to play a Clover Belt Conference game. So that's a quick look as to what's going on in the Middle Border Conference, as well as some other high school basketball programs in the area. We'll come back with first half stats and we'll get the second half underway coming up right after this. This is Altoona Railroaders Basketball presented by Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're your home for Eau Claire area high school basketball this winter. Eau Claire Memorial and North Games, along with Altoona and Regis. This is Scott Montesano. Join us for our next game, Tuesday, December 12th, for Intra-City Clash in Girls Basketball, Memorial versus North. Coverage begins at 7 on 93.5 FM and the Civic Media app.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Altoona High School. Scott Montesano with you. Second half just moments away. Altoona leading Osceola 40-35. A Middle Borders Conference matchup here on 93.5 The Tap. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us to give us some halftime stats. individually first, though, we'll tell you, Osceola led by Tegan Vibrock. He's got 12 points. Ashton Gross has 8. Ethan Hall has 6. As for Altoona, Keaton Camistral with 16 points so far. Miles Sinnett has 8. Derek, what are some other stats we should keep in mind here?
Well, keep in mind that Osceola is 11 for 23 from the field today. 3 for 6 from three-point land. Altoona, on the other hand, 16 for 28 from the field. 6 for 11 from three-point land. Rebound-wise, it's Osceola with 12 rebounds, 7 from the defensive side, 5 from the offensive side. Altoona, they have one less with 11, 7 offensive, and 4 defensive.
You got to think both coaching staffs can't be happy with the sloppiness of the rebounds. Well, on one hand, they got to be happy with the aggressiveness of getting multiple offensive chances. Those are a lot of offensive rebounds for both sides, but both sides also struggling to box out, if you will, in that first half. 40-35, Altoona leads. They led by as many as 13 early, and then Osceola came back, but Altoona's never given up the lead. Osceola will have the ball to begin the second half. They'll head left to right, wearing the green. Meanwhile, Altoona wearing the white from right to left across the radio dial or your listening device. 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app and echometownradio.com. Osceola the ball. Here we go with the second half. Right side. Here's Mork. Mork to the right baseline. An arcing jump shot. No, gets his own rebound, and this time rattles it in from 5 feet out. Braden Mork the bucket, and the lead down to 3. Again, Altoona's lost each of the last 5 meetings between these teams. Altoona trying to go to 2-0 in the Middle Border Conference. 10-foot jump shot splashes in for the freshman Grayson Becker for Altoona. Becker right side of the lane, able to splash that one in. 42-37, Altoona leads by 5. High out to the left, there's Mark. Throws it to Vibrick in the left corner for Osceola. He had 12 points in that first half for Osceola. Hall, top of the key, right wing Mark steps into a 3, too strong. Ball palmed out of bounds across the baseline and will stay with Osceola. Hey folks, local talk each morning right here on 93.5 The Tap. Join Pat Kreitlow as he talks to the newsmakers in the Chippewa Valley and across the state of Wisconsin. Up north with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Well, the ball triggered in underneath for Connor Brown. Brown fouled as he went up for Osceola. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. So Connor Brown, a pair of free throws, the righty's first free throw. Taps around the rim, goes up into the air, and falls right on through. Connor Brown makes the first free throw. Foul, by the way, on Lemberg, his second for Altoona. Second free throw, that too is good for Brown. So Connor Brown makes both free throws, and it's a 42-39 lead for Altoona. The lead for the Railroaders cut down to 3. Gunderson brings it across the midcourt stripe to Becker. Right side, Becker holds the ball knee high, spits it to Camistral up top. On top of him is Vibrock. Long range 2 from up top. That one is good by Camistral, right in the face of Tegan Vibrock. Vibrock was all over him like frosting on a gingerbread cookie. Still took the shot over him. Oh, but Osceola answers right back. A driving layup by Graydon Mork gets those points right back. So the lead still at 3 for Altoona at 44-41. At the free throw line, Miles Sinnett spits it outside to Camistral. Early in the second half, 3-point lead for Altoona. Curling in the lane, Lemberg. Lemberg off the glass with the right hand, kisses it off the window and scores. A.J. Lemberg up to 4 points. Right back the other way, though, running the floor, a 2-on-2. Mork leaving it for Brown, and Brown will score on the layup from the right block. Connor Brown up to 6 points for Osceola. Again, 3-point lead for Altoona. Altoona's led this game ever since. The opening tap. Free throw line jump shot, nothing but net for Grayson Becker, and both teams countering with jabs to one another. Every time Altoona gets one of those made buckets, by the way, they're able to set up that half-court trap. Osceola, though, able to break it this time. Gross, up top, hesitates, now stutters into the lane, goes right hand to left hand underneath and scores off the glass with the left hand. Ashton Gross with a slick, nifty play there. 48-45, Altoona leads by three. Lemberg, left wing, tried to penetrate with the left hand, then will bounce it back outside. Camistral gets it top of the key, dribbles it off, though, the inside of his right foot. The ball will slide out of bounds off the scorer's table below us, and the turnover gives the ball back to Osceola. This game did not start until 7:40, some 40 minutes tardy from the scheduled time because there was a lengthy ceremony honoring the Altoona player parents. The delay did not impact Altoona, who came out of this game sprinting on through like Blitzen leading the reindeer charge. But Osceola has come all the way back. A three ball from Gross, right side, is good, and the game is tied at 48 all. First time we're tied to 0-0. Now a steal by Gross. He comes the other way on a two-on-one. Puts it up himself. No. Offensive rebound. Mork, no. Mork gets it again. Mork puts up a shot left side. That's off the glass. Nobody got fouled. And Graydon Mork the senior will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Osceola's come all the way back. And even as Altoona was answering toe for toe with him, Osceola eventually able to overtake him as Mork's free throw rattles around and pops out. Well, they haven't overtaken him yet. It's still tied. That foul, by the way, was on Lemberg, and the senior picks up his third foul for Altoona. Second free throw from Mork to give Osceola their first lead. This one is good. So Mork's free throw is good. And Osceola's come back to lead 49-48. 13:55 to play in regulation. Miles Sinette high out right for Altoona. He hesitates. Whistle stops play. And there was, he must have traveled, yeah. So the ball goes back to Osceola. And Osceola a chance to add to a one-point lead. Here's where Altoona's going to need that defense to step up for him. Ethan Hall yo-yos the ball across the midcourt stripe. He had Owen Gunderson all over him like spaghetti sauce on a noodle. Into the lane, taking contact. Stuive for Osceola. Goes up with a shot, can't get it to fall, but Stuive will go to the line to shoot two as he drew. Nope, they're going to say he was on the floor. Do not give him the shots. Foul, by the way, is on Lemberg. That's his fourth. So Lemberg will have to take a seat next to Paul Henricks, the head coach of Altoona. Third foul on Altoona. Fourth personal on Lemberg. Non-shooting foul, though. Osceola triggers it back in. Right wing three by Gross. Bottoms. Ashton Gross for three. He's got 8 points in this second half. He had eight in the whole first half. He's got 16 points in this ball game. 52-48, Osceola leads by four. Sinette curls into the lane, leaves it to Becker, right wing, back outside for Gunderson to Becker. Becker slices into the lane. He got fouled on the drive. Grayson Becker fouled on the drive. That'll be the first foul on Osceola in this second half with 13:01 to play. In the second half, Sinette triggered in underneath the hoop. They attack down right, plays it to Becker, left block, puts up a quick shot, rolls off the rim, no. Rebound pawed around and clutched out of the air by Gross for Osceola, and Osceola will walk it up the floor, trying to add to a four-point lead. Mork, left wing, to Vibrock, top of the key, head fakes, decides not to take the shot. Mork, right wing, left-hand dribble, knees side. Near side, Becker out to guard him. Gross gets it back, up top, backpedals with the left-hand dribble. Right wing for Stuive.
Swinging around to the right side of the line. Here's Mork. Mork to the baseline. Jump shot. No, off the front rim. And the rebound to Camistral. Up the floor for Becker. Becker one-on-one. Gets his defender. Shark tailing. Puts up a shot. No, as it got rejected from behind. Cleanly by Tegan Vibrick of Osceola. It'll stay. Nope. They got the foul on. I thought he got it clean at the initial signal from the officials. But no, they do give the foul. And that'll be a big third foul on Osceola's leading scorer, Tegan Vibrick. It'll send the freshman Becker to the line to shoot two. Bends his knees, the righty's first shot. Got that one to go. Yeah, Becker's up to 10 points in the game. 52-49, lead for Osceola. Second free throw, front rim, and yeah, got it to go. Makes both free throws, so a two-point lead for Osceola. A fun one setting up for us on this Thursday night in the Chippewa Valley. Again, we talked to Paul Henrich about it before the game and the pregame show, the very long pregame show today. But yeah, it might be December, but these games in December count every bit the same as the games in February. Oh, an acrobatic running layup will fall for Graydon Mork. Mork came running on through, and like a softball pitcher was able to loop it in with the right hand. Answering right back, though, is Altoona, a three by Camistral from the right wing. Camistral the three. It's 54-53. Osceola leads by one after that sequence. Camistral up to 15 points in this game. Osceola the ball, leading by a point. Hall high out to the left. Bounce feed to the left side for Gross. A three. Halfway down. Spits on no ball on the baseline. Saved by Osceola. Underneath the shot. Won't go for Stewie, but he was fouled and will go to the line. Tegan Vibrick, though, kept that play alive for Osceola as he dove across the baseline, saved the ball to his teammate. And then Stewie was able to draw contact on his shot. He'll go to the line to shoot two. First free throw pops out no. Foul on Owen Gunderson, his first for Altoona. Second free throw, no, missed them both. Rebound though to Vibrick, back outside to Hall for three bottoms. Ethan Hall hits a back-breaking three for Osceola. 57-53. Running the floor though is Altoona, getting ahead of the defense was Levi Day. He'll get the headman feed from Camistral and score an uncontested layup at the left block. Levi Day has got his first 2 points of the game, cuts the lead back down to two. Osceola the ball, 10:45 to play in the second half. Gross, left side, big second half for him. They try to feed underneath the Vibrick. Ball hits off a bunch of hands, pops up in the air, gets knocked out of bounds across the baseline, and it will stay Osceola ball. 10:32 to go in the second half. Osceola's been one of the premier programs in the Middle Border Conference in basketball, and while they did graduate so much, a win here would move them to 4-0 already this year. Beat Unity in a non-conference game on Tuesday. Travel called on Osceola as looking to paint the line. The baseline was Gross, but they call the travel. And the ball bad to Altoona. Down by two. Altoona led for the entirety of this game until about 3 minutes into this second half. A chance to tie the game or even reclaim the lead on this possession. Becker high out to the right. Chest pass to Camistral, left wing. Pump fakes the shot as Vibrick was out to guard him. Now Camistral works his way to the left side of the lane. Floats up a shot with the right hand. No. Ball bodies tumbling on the deck. Loose ball on the baseline is collected by Osceola. Then a trip in the backcourt as Becker got a foot in there inadvertently on Ashton Gross. A foul on Becker of Altoona. That'll be the fifth foul on Altoona. 9:59 to go in the second half. Osceola ball leading by two. Paul Henrich, the fifth-year head coach for Altoona, sitting on the bench down below us, his hands on his chin. Henrich and his coaching staff, by the way, do wear the shirts and ties, which have been quickly falling out of favor since the pandemic season. You saw the college basketball coaches all switch over to the track suits, and
most have not gone back to the suits or the shirts and ties, but I like the class, the gentlemanly look for Paul Henrich and the rest of his coaching staff. Paul himself, by the way, with an all-black attire, black dress shirt, black pants, and a red tie to go along with the Altoona color scheme. Osceola, the ball, an entry feed, found Caleb Earlbeck. Earlbeck then got fouled as he caught the feed. So that'll be the sixth foul on Altoona. Non-shooting foul, but the last non-shooting foul. Ball triggered in underneath, right to a cutting Mork, who was left open at the right block. And Graydon Mork will score. He's got 10 points in the game. And the lead is back to 4 for Osceola. The other way, a foul here out beyond the arc as Miles Sinek got fouled for Altoona. You heard from Derek Montesano at halftime. Altoona scoring was not a problem for them in the first half and really hasn't been all game. They shot over 50% in the first half. The issue is Osceola's gotten their offense going. Sinet underneath the attacking hoop finds Camistral at the right block. Camistral got fouled. That'll be on Ashton Gross, a non-shooting foul. That is his third foul in the game. Fourth team foul on Osceola. And Altoona will trigger it in underneath the hoop. They attack down to our left. Hey, folks, don't forget local podcasts made by locals talking about the things that matter to those that live in the Chippewa Valley. Check out echometownradio.com for a full selection of great local podcasts. Altoona basketball down by 4 midway through the second half. Ball on the deck. Everybody flopping on it right there as though they're going for the last roll left in the basket. A hell ball situation here as it was 2 aside on the wood floor. And on the alternating possession arrow, it's going to be Altoona basketball. So Altoona basketball on the alternating arrow. Caden Radcliffe will trigger it in underneath the hoopy attacks down to the left. They find Becker, left side. He'll back it out with a right-hand dribble out to midcourt. Camistral, right side. Tegan Vibrick, though, all over him like ice on a road. Left sideline. Here's Gunnarsson, works his way up along the baseline. Lost his balance, but was able to get the ball to Levi Day at the right block, and Day scores. Gunnarsson was falling down, but he was able to catch himself, like we all do sometimes, walking down steps. He was able to catch himself before disaster and got a pass to Day, who scores. Three ball on the way for Osceola, though, is good for Ethan Hall. Ethan Hall, the three, no, was there, is it a made bucket or not? There was a foul. Does the bucket count is the key? Or was it a foul before the shot? Does the bucket count? I think the bucket's going to count. It's going to be a three-pointer for him, which will make it 62-57. But also a foul away from the ball is going to set up a one-and-one situation for Ashton Gross. So Gross, a one-and-one. Free throw on the way, no good. Rebound is taken by Radcliffe for Altoona as he grabs that loose balloon out of the air. Five-point lead for Osceola. This is their largest lead of the game. Day to the free throw line, back outside to Radcliffe. Radcliffe picks up the dribble to Becker. Becker curls into the lane, stops 5 feet out, jump shot, front rim, back rim. It pitter-patters on through. Becker, a big hoop right there, brings Altoona to within 3 at 62-59. 8 minutes left to go in regulation. Feet underneath. Found it wide open. Earlbeck, he can't make the layup, though. Offensive rebound, though, for Osceola. Three on the way by Mork. That's no good. And this time, Altoona gets the basketball. Camistral up the floor. Camistral, right-hand dribble. Had it knocked out of his hands, however, and the ball stolen away by Ashton Gross for Osceola. Whistle will then stop play as Osceola wants a timeout. So Tyler Olson's team will take a timeout. We'll take one with them. 7:46 to go in regulation. Osceola leads by 3 at 62-59. This is Altoona basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
62-59, Osceola on top of Altoona. 7:46 to go in regulation. Osceola basketball as they attack the hoop down to our right. Osceola is already in the bonus. Taking advantage, by the way, of that domination they've had in this game at times on the offensive glass. Derek Montesano keeping us abreast of those stats in just a little bit. Osceola ball, trying to add to a three-point lead. Right side of the line, here's Hall. Left hand dribble to the lane. Throws up a shot with the left hand, no. Offensive rebound, though, and the putback by Kayla Burlbeck. Altoona knew coming into this year that size was going to be a bit of an issue for them, but they have been manhandled on the offensive glass in this one by Osceola. Oh, but they'll answer right back as a baseline jumper by Becker is good, and he is fouled. The freshman will go to the line trying to complete a three-point play the old-fashioned way, with Osceola leading 64-61 and a chance to bring his team to within just two. 7:05 left to go in this game, and Grayson Becker has got 8 in this second half, 13 for the game. Free throws up, and that's good. 64-62, Osceola leads by 2. That foul, by the way, was on Ashton Gross. That's his 4th, so he's in foul trouble for Osceola. Osceola basketball up top. Hall takes it. Oh, a three-pointer up top. It's rejected back into his face by Keaton Camistral. And it's Altoona basketball underneath Radcliffe. Puts up a shot. Back rim, front rim. That one slides on through. Caden Radcliffe in traffic underneath scores. And the game is tied at 64 all with 6:30 to play in regulation. Osceola ball. Pass to the near side. Ball's knocked out of bounds into the Osceola bench. It'll stay Osceola Chieftains basketball.
Come on, defense!
Ball be played by Mork right in front of his own bench. Plays it in and gets it right back. And dribbles with his left hand knee high. A defense chant from the Altoona students opposite of us. Hall, left side. Finds a safety valve in Mork back out in midcourt. Right sideline for Jake Bentz, seeing act for the first time. Feet underneath, got it to Vibrock. Vibrock pump fakes, gets his man to fly through the air. And then Vibrock scores into what turned out to be an uncontested net. It's 66-64, Osceola up by 2. 5:50 to play in regulation. Left side, here's Becker. He's been the hot hand in the second half for Altoona. Right-hand dribble, lays into the lane, looks it up with the left hand. No, off the back rim as it hung there for a moment and blew off. Rebound, Osceola. Osceola trying to add to a two-point lead. They try to feed it underneath, looking for Earlbeck. A foul, though, on the interior pass, and Earlbeck's going to go to the line shooting a one-and-one. Earl back to the line to shoot a one-and-one. Foul, by the way, on Camistral. That's his 3rd. First free throw up is good. He earned a 2nd in Earl back. Lead is up to 3. Hey, our coverage of high school basketball continues on Tuesday night. The Eau Claire Intra-City girls basketball matchup with Memorial facing North. Memorial versus North in girls basketball Tuesday night. Coverage begins at 7 right here with Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 FM. Earlbeck makes both free throws. The Osceola lead is at 4 with 5:20 to go in regulation. Camistral right side. He's been quiet in this second half. Both he and Vibrick guarding each other have shut each other down. Camistral pummels his way into the lane. Tries to force up a shot. Nobody got fouled. Got fouled by Vibrick, who blocked the shot. But they'll get Vibrick on the foul, and Camistral to the line, shooting 2. No, they're not going to get Vibrick. They're going to get 20 Bents on a reach-in. Camistral's first free throw, count it. Camistral at 16 points in the ballgame. 68-65. Osceola leads a high-scoring one on this rather steamy Thursday night into Friday in the Chippewa Valley. By December standards, both free throws are good by Camistrol, and a full court press by Altoona as they are down by two. The full court press, though, broken by Mork, who dribbles up the floor with an Altoona player affixed to his side like a sidecar on a motorcycle. Osceola will settle back into the offense. Mork, right wing, has it. Good pass underneath, finding Earlbeck. Earlbeck goes up. No, but they get a foul on A.J. Lemberg, and that'll be Lemberg's fifth. He is fouled out. Lemberg thought he got all ball on that. Nene, say the officials, and it's going to be, I believe, that'll be two free throws for Earlbeck. He'll get two free throws. That's only the ninth foul, but it's not going to be a one-and-one because he was in the act of shooting. Well, Altoona will play the final 4:50 of this one without A.J. Lemberg. And that's a big loss for the size differential. Lemberg, the tallest player that Altoona's got, as Earlbeck misses the first free throw, but he does get a second. Both teams have plenty of timeouts in their back pocket. Both coaches have let this game have a free-flowing nature to it. They have not micromanaged it, if you will, with a lot of timeouts. Earlbeck does make the second free throw. The lead is at three for Osceola, 69-66. Becker, right side, has it for Altoona as they attack the hoop down to her left. Up top, a three ball by Camistrol, blocked, however, by Vibrick, who came on through and got a fingertip on it. And the ball back to Osceola, trying to add to a three-point lead. They've led by as many as five in this second half. Left side, this is Vibrick with it. Vibrick had a pick set up for him, but elected to hold onto the ball. Got it to Hall up top. 4:15 to play in regulation. Three-point lead for Osceola as they try to score down to the hoop at our right. Hall out between the wheels. Brings it to the right side, leaving it for Stweed. Osceola taking a bit of the air out of the ball right now, slowing it down. Right wing, here's Earlbeck, and as he catches the ball, timeout taken by Tyler Olson and the Osceola Chieftains. So Osceola will call timeout, we'll take one with them. 3:49 to play in regulation. Osceola leads by three. Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
We're your home for Eau Claire area high school basketball this winter. Eau Claire Memorial and North Games, along with Altoona and Regis. This is Scott Montesano. Join us for our next game, Tuesday, December 12th, for Intra-City Clash in Girls Basketball, Memorial versus North. Coverage begins at 7 on 93.5 FM and the Civic Media app.
3:49 left to play in regulation from Altoona High School. Osceola leads Altoona 69-66. And Osceola has the ball coming out of their timeout. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. Derek keeping the stats. Derek, do you have anything noteworthy to tell us?
Well, something big noteworthy is Altoona has only taken 2 3-pointers in the second half. This is very uncommon for them, being as they're a very point-scoring team.
Altoona likes to heave up those threes, and a very good job by Tegan Vibrick in particular, shutting down Camistrol in this second half, not giving him those looks from beyond the arc. Now it's Osceola ball as they lead by three. 3:30 to play in regulation. High out to the left, here's Ashton Gross for Osceola. Got it to Hall at the right elbow. Osceola's milked off about 90 seconds from the clock since this possession began. Driving through, here's Gross, left hand, no, rebound! Foul on Altoona, and the rebounding issues for Altoona continue as Osceola's getting two, three, sometimes four kicks of the can in this second half, and if they don't score, they're drawing fouls like they did right there. Caleb Earl back to the line, he's going to shoot two. So Earl back to the line to shoot two. Well, He's only going to shoot one here. There was a lane violation on the first shot. So a lane violation, so he's only going to shoot one here. Free throw on the way. Good. Lead for Osceola is at 70-66. 70-66, Osceola leads by four. Remember, Altoona led by as many as 13 in the first half, led for the entirety of this game until about 3 minutes into this second half. Grayson Becker, the freshman, having a standout game for Altoona today. Up top, Sinette, 4-3, front rim, no. And the rebound for Hall for Osceola. Under three to go in regulation. Osceola leads 70-66. Up top, here's Hall. Pass underneath, knocked out of bounds by Levi Day as he cut in front of Ashton Gross. But the ball ends up going out of bounds as he tried to intercept it. It'll stay Osceola ball. Altoona already with 10 team fouls, so Osceola is shooting two free throws the rest of the way. Osceola, by the way, has committed six fouls, so Altoona will be shooting free throws as well, either a one and one or two. Osceola ball, left side. There's Earlbeck. Earlbeck passing the lane ball, knocked away by Camistral, and Camistral then fouled in the backcourt. And the senior Camistral will walk down the floor where he'll take a big one and one. 70-66, 4-point lead for Osceola. So a couple of big free throws for Keaton Camistral, who's at 17 points in the game. Free throws on the way and good. He earned a second. Foul, by the way, was on Mork, his third. Again, check out our full sports schedule by visiting echometownradio.com. Links to not only the upcoming games, but also audio and video highlights of prior games, including highlights of this game coming up tomorrow. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound, Osceola. Osceola has done a very good job on the defensive glass as well in this second half. Remember, both teams struggled defensive rebound in the first half. Osceola's cleaned it up. Altoona has not in the second. 70-67. Osceola leads by three with 2 minutes to go. Osceola the ball. High out right. Here's Earlbeck. They leave it to Hall up top. Osceola in no hurry now offensively. They are more than happy to kill time off the clock. Hall up top slums his way around a couple of defenders. Ball comes to the near side, and Vibrat got bumped into by Owen Gunderson, and Tegan Vibrek will go to the line to shoot two with 1:46 to go. As Derek told us a moment ago, one of the big issues too here is Altoona's only had those two made three-pointers in the second half. They haven't had a lot of opportunities to take three-pointers. Tegan Vibrek hits the first free throw. 4-point lead. Can make it a 5-point lead. Shots on its way, good. Vibrek makes both free throws, and the lead is up to five for Osceola, matching a game-high lead for them. Paul Henricks and Altoona want to talk it over. Timeout for Altoona. 1:45 left to go in the ballgame. 5-point lead for Osceola. Back with the finish right after this. Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
1:45 left in regulation from Altoona High School. It's 72-67 Osceola on top of Altoona. Altoona ball coming out of their timeout. Both teams shooting free throws the rest of the way. Both teams have plenty of timeouts in their back pocket. Hey, do you know a local student interested in exploring a career in broadcasting? We want to hear from them. Opportunities exist for local area students to be on these very broadcasts, including taking my job. Think of that. Parents and students themselves can reach out to me by heading to echometownradio.com.
for more details. So Altoona ball down by five with 1:45 left in regulation. Altoona attacking the hoop down to our left. Becker at the right elbow. Bounce feed to Camistral, running the right.